Good to be back here in Indy for another combine. Chance to get some medical info on these guys. Chance to sit down and talk with them, visit with them in the interview settings, and get to see them perform on the field. So exciting week for our football team and the roster building and the team building process. I would say the interview portion is really separate. I mean, you're really getting to know the prospect. Is he going to be about what we want our program to be about? Is he going to fit our culture, fit our locker room? The on-field stuff is really you're looking, you know, to confirm, you know, what you saw on the film at his respective college. Does he run faster? Does he run slower than maybe his film shows? And you get the measured data where you can kind of stack those players up against players from previous drafts.
John, you talked about in the past that before you could take on a guy that maybe wasn't a complete fit but had the talent as far as the culture in the locker room, that you had to build the culture. Are you there yet, or are you still building the culture?
Yeah, I think we've got a bunch of guys that are committed to Team First Football, that are tough-minded, that we can count on. They're dependable guys. You know, I think we'll try to continue to supplement the roster with like-minded guys to really build on that culture and hopefully further it.
About 2 weeks to make a decision on DeMarco, is
that accurate? He's under contract currently.
March 12th, I think he has a sizable roster bonus too. Is that a bonus you see him getting?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We're, you know, evaluating everybody on the roster. You know, at this time of the year, this free agency, that's when, you know, the financial components come into things, unlike the draft guys where you just pick them. So we're evaluating everybody on the football team, along with the guys that could be potential free agents here in the next few weeks.
Did you cut anybody, do you anticipate being right at the start of the league year?
Yeah, we really haven't had set a hard and fast date on you know if we're going to make any decisions that way. At the end of the day, we're going to do what's best for the team and try to put the team in best position to win games.
What factors into the decision with DeMarco, whether or not he comes
back? I think it's the same with any player. You look at the financial component of the contract, as I alluded to, the player's role on the football team. Players that you have on the team, players that you could get in free agency, players that you can get in the draft. There's a myriad of things that affect, you know, where a player's at on the roster.
How did you like how Derek finished the year last year? How much better could he be?
He did a nice job. Yeah, he had some really strong runs for us there. Had some good, you know, some good play time during the season too. I mean, the game here, he kind of grounded out there and was able to seal that one for us. You know, certainly his performance in the playoff game there in Kansas City was a good one. So, you know, we're glad Derek's on the football team and look forward to handing it to him, throwing it to him, and getting it in his hands so he can make yards.
You see him as a great fit for the zone-ish things that you'll do?
Yeah. I think he's a bigger back, as we all know. He's got really, really good speed in the open field. I think he's a guy that can get downhill, that he does have the ability to pick and slide and get up in a crease. So we're looking forward to him getting back whenever we can work with those guys and working with him in the new offense.
Do you think he can be a three-down?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's catching the ball better. I thought he caught the ball better this past season than he did his rookie year. He's obviously a little bit more acclimated to the pro game, even though those Alabama teams, there's – quite a few pro players on those teams, so yeah, I think he can be a guy we can hand the ball to and throw it to him.
You've had a couple of years now to evaluate your first draft as GM. What have you learned from that class now?
Yeah, you know, I think you know those guys. They've really done a good job of coming in and committing themselves, like I said earlier, to what we want to be about from a culture standpoint. We've got good production out of those guys. On the field, and looking forward to them. You know, when we drafted those guys, I told all of them individually, I was like, you guys are like a recruiting class. If you remember when you came on as a freshman at wherever college you went to, that recruiting class was a tight group. And as you matured through your time in college, the coaches added another recruiting class every year, and we're trying to do the same thing, you know, with draft classes, just continue to add the types of players with each draft class to build that culture, like Terry asked about earlier.
What's the dynamic with you and Mike with this draft with players? You go to him with a player, get his opinion, vice versa?
So we've got a process that we go through. Obviously, we have a new coaching staff. We kind of in the midst of evaluating our roster, evaluating some prospective free agents, and then kind of turn the page on the draft guys as well. So we sat down. We've already started watching some tape on some prospects at various position groups together. The biggest thing, and I've said it before, is that the head coach and the GM are on the same page at the end of the day. He might see a player a little bit differently. I might see a player a little bit differently. We sit down. We watch it together. And at the end, we do what's best for the football team, do what's best for the Titans. My experience with him in our time in New England, he was a player. I was just a scout. I was trying to find guys to replace him. He knew that. He was the consummate pro, and he was what we on the scouting staff refer to as an enforcer, because anybody that we brought into that locker room there in New England was going to uphold the standards of the culture that had been set. So he made a great point on his interview. He's been in every seat that those players have been in. He's been a special teams player. He's been a defensive player. He's been an offensive player at times. He's been a rook. He's been a veteran. He's been an aging veteran. So everything that he's going to ask of those guys and he's going to impart on those guys, he's sat in the chair of those players.
Any of your other free agents, you're able to extend such up? Any of your other free agents still on the radar to try and keep those guys off the market?
Yeah, we're talking to some of those guys now, working through that. It's the players that whose contracts are have expired, they've earned the right to hit free agency and try to see what the market commands. That's the beauty about the NFL. That's the business. So, but those guys, there's some pretty important pieces there that we're going to work through and see how it shakes out.
I've evaluated a guy like Daquan Jones, who was playing well, but then lost the last month of the season to a serious injury.
Yeah, unfortunate for Daquan. He was kind of starting to come on there a little bit for us, and then had an injury. That's always a tough one when you've got a guy that's kind of had a season-ending injury, and going into the final year of his contract. So Daquan works hard. He is a team first guy. He's a tough guy, and we'll see how that goes. We've kind of talked back and forth about different positions on the football team, and I think we've got some guys who have some versatility to play a couple different spots. I know that's key for us offensively. It's key for me. It's for guys that can play multiple positions. So we'll see how it goes. Certainly, if there's a guy that we think can really help the football team and his position is fullback, then we'll talk about adding him. That I'm getting older, that's for sure, because I can remember when it was the 01 draft class or 02 when I first got started. I think there's pretty good depth at every position. We've had, pretty good success at finding guys even in the third day of the draft. So our scouts have really done a nice job. They've got two rounds of meetings under their belt. We've got another one in April. So finding guys, at all aspects, at all areas of the draft that can help the football team. But I think the depth of the draft in general is pretty good. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. We've got a couple weeks here on all of our guys whose contracts are up. We've had some discussions with a lot of our guys who are expiring, and we'll just see how it goes.
Have you started talking long term?
I think we've talked as a staff, we have talked about the future of all our players. Certainly we want to try to keep as many good football players on the team as possible. So whenever that manifests itself, I think that's the goal, is to try to keep as many good players on your football team as possible.
What's Jack's recovery time?
He's progressing pretty good. I don't have a hard and fast date there. But he's a tough guy. He's a very mindful guy. He works extremely hard. And we want to do what's best for Jack and put him out there when he's ready, but also what's best for our football team too.
How about Daquan? Is he on a schedule to be recovered in time?
Yeah, he's coming in the training room and getting treatment. I saw him in there last week. So, again, different guys heal differently. Some guys quicker than others. But whenever those guys are healthy and ready to play, then we'll plug them back out there.
Is there a chance Jack's ready for the start of the season?
Yeah, again, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. Again, it'll be how quickly he recovers. He's certainly going to do everything in his power, from the rehab standpoint, from a treatment standpoint, from a strength and conditioning standpoint to be ready. But you know, only the good Lord knows when he'd actually be ready to go.
How's Marcus?
Good. Yeah, good. May have a little heartburn after that pepper challenge.
John, what are your year two expectations for Corey Davis? If you see Taywan Taylor maybe getting a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, you know, both of those guys coming in as rookies, there's a lot that goes into, you know, the receiver position and alignments and assignments and execution and coverage reading and all that type of stuff. Corey was kind of bit by the injury bug a little bit there, and then really kind of came on late and played some really good snaps for us. So, yeah, certainly all of those rookies, anytime after their first year, they've kind of been through the NFL game. They know what that's about, and you know, we certainly hope they improve. Yeah, unfortunate that, you know, that he had the injury and missed last year. He had a pretty successful rookie season, and looking forward to getting him back out there. I know he's working hard. He was in there lifting and trying to get stronger. That's the one thing with these rookies in this draft class, will face it. You know, they finish their final year of college, and they immediately start combine training, and then they immediately go into a rookie camp, and then they're into the offseason. So that really have a They really don't have any time to exhale and get in a good football improvement. I mean, right now these guys are worried about, you know, running fast and jumping high and going quick around cones. We want guys that can play football, and that after their rookie year is, you know, typically when you see some growth.
Is there a unique challenge to scouting interior offensive guards in particular?
A unique challenge? I like to find guys that block their guy. I mean, you can talk about this step and that step, but it's about how quick are they, how quickly can they get on the guy that they're supposed to block, how powerful are they, do they have balance when they get engaged with those big interior defensive linemen, and do they stick on them and block them?
As far as guards go, in terms of the guards, this is supposedly a deep draft for guards. Both of your starting guards are free agents, one undrafted, one restricted. Does that give you plenty of options in terms of trying to determine what you want to do?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's the interior part of this line, like a lot of positions, is in this draft. Interior lineman, there's pretty good depth there. We'll see kind of how it goes along with free agency. Again, it's a big puzzle at this time of year. You're trying to piece it as together as best as possible and get as many good pieces as you can for your team. Yeah, I think there's always been a premium placed on the quarterback position. I mean, that guy's going to touch the ball 99.9% of the time. A lot of the major decisions that affect the outcome of the game, the quarterback's going to have his hand on it. So, yeah, you certainly want to have as like I said earlier, as many good players, including, you know, your backups at all positions to be able to play successfully. Yeah, I don't really get into specifics about what, you know, what we need and what we don't need. I think we need to kick. The first thing we need to do is when the players come back in April, is to start to acclimate themselves to the new coaching staff, learn our offense and defense, get themselves in the best physical position as possible, and then we will add players to try to bolster the roster. I think that I really like the depth of our football team, and if we can continue to infuse talent, both via free agency and the draft, then I would hope that, you know, we would continue to improve. Yes. No. No, he's trust me. He stood in front of way more microphones than I have as a player and as a coach down in Houston as a coordinator. So he's an extremely intelligent guy. He's well spoken, and I have no concerns with how he will handle the masses of media.
2016 pre-draft trade with the Rams appears to be working out pretty well for them with Jared Goff. How has it worked out?
Yeah, I think we're. If somebody asked me if I could do it again, would you do it? And I said yes, I would. I think that we were a football team that needed a lot of pieces. I said it before when we made the trade. We were more than one player away. And we were able to acquire draft currency and add a lot of pieces to what I thought was a team that was, you know, void of some players and void of some depth. And I think the dividends have shown over the last two seasons in the way we have improved and the type of locker room that we have now and the type of culture that we have. It's certainly – and that's – At the end of the day, that's how you want it. You want it to work out for both sides. I'm sure they're glad they made the trade, and we are as well.